Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Yeah. and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever and ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And now the time has arrived that I have delivered the Savior of the world. But why me? Why, oh, why would Jehovah entrust to me the Messiah? I am nothing more than a lowly, simple handmaiden of the Lord. What could I possibly give to him, the chosen one of God?
Amen.
As long as memory endures, I shall recall the crushing anguish of heart the day I discovered that Mary was with child. I did not want to embarrass her and thought to put her away secretly. While I thought of these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto me and said, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Amen. Amen.
What an overwhelming responsibility. I am to be the earthly father of the Messiah, God's appointed son. Who am I? I am only a lowly carpenter of Nazareth. What could I possibly give to him? He came to bring forgiveness of sin and peace to men's hearts. Oh, what can I give to him?
Peace. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is
peace on earth.
There were as well others that witnessed the miracle birth of the Messiah. When heaven's messengers came and lit up the hillside proclaiming the coming of Messiah, the shepherds went to see their king. As they entered with reverence, they brought with them the only thing poor shepherds could afford. Sometimes God uses miracles of nature to fulfill his will. When the star appeared in a far-off land, wise men knew it was a sign from God himself. They spent many months following that star to finally end up finding the day star that would be the light to this darkened world. They brought riches from the Far East to the young child. Little did they know of the riches in Christ Jesus that awaited them. These great men of stature were humbled in the presence of the King of Kings.
He's so tiny and innocent, yet so royal and present. There's a spirit about him unlike anything I've ever felt. I, who have been in the presence of great kings, have never felt such power and sovereignty as I feel in this moment. suddenly our gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they seem inadequate. They seem not enough. What would this child king want? What else would he want from me?
So many times we see the outward events of the true Christmas story, but miss what went on inside these individuals. To be in the very presence of the Lord of the universe must have been an awesome thing. Yet tonight, we too have the same privilege. Through this same Christ Jesus who came to save us from the darkness of sin, we now can come before God and give Him what He desires most. We can ask the same questions that these have asked tonight. What can I bring? What can I give? What do you want, Lord? Many of us have given our riches, talents, time, which is well and good, but none of that matters if He does not have our hearts first. That's what God wants most. Have you given Him your heart? The Lord says in the Bible, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is the season of giving. Of all the gifts you could give the Lord, most of all, He wants your heart.
If I were a wise man, I would do.